It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
And if you would like to call in with a question about your pet's health, you can do that right now.
Yes, you can at 800-818-2255, 247-7282, or 353-4674.
And Dr. Todd Worrell is with us from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Ben.
What are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to mention a news article I saw either yesterday or the day before about a dog in Delaware that tested positive for rabies after biting its two owners. Just perusing the article, there were three things that stood out as kind of warning flags, preventable things, you might say. The first was the dog was not leashed when outside. And secondly, there was no outside fencing. So this was basically an outdoor stray dog that came back to the house to eat, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing is, of course, it did not have a current rabies vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So the situation is they don't have any idea when the dog might have gotten exposed because it's outside all the time, unsupervised.
Might have been in its yard. Might have been a raccoon came in the yard.
And if it had been up to date on its vaccination, this would have taken a whole different turn of events, because at that point it could, at least by North Carolina law, I'm going to assume Delaware's are somewhat similar. If they're current on a vaccination and been exposed to a rabid animal, which again they don't know, then they can be boosted, quarantined, monitored, that sort of thing. But this is unfortunate. Of course, the pet had to be euthanized to be tested, and it did test positive for rabies. So
and then
now,
the owners have to go through all that.
Absolutely. Stuff. The owners have got to go through it. And the other thing about this is that they're also in this community, in this county, they're trying to reach out to people and say, hey, did you come in contact with this dog?
you know,
this is what the dog looked like. Do you think your pets might have come in contact with this dog? So now it's become a public health crisis of sorts. So just another reminder, you know, get your pets vaccinated. Rabies vaccine is probably one of the, if not the least expensive thing you'll ever do in your pet's life, you know, medical history is going to be to get the rabies vaccine.
You know, like many other things in our life, and we won't want to relate it to every subject, but certain freedoms need to be restricted because of certain public health issues there, too.
Well, sure.
I mean, we used to have, and my first dog, Gracie, was one that would roam the neighborhood.
Right. Absolutely.
And you really can't do that anymore.
Yeah, it puts not only, you know, your liability, you know, you've got liability issues there, but also, yeah, the public health risks, you know, not just nuisances necessarily, because that can be an issue, but also, you know, what your pet may put other pets or other people at risk for is definitely a concern. So, yeah.
Now, and what these owners are going to go through in their rabies shots and all the things they're going to have to do to take care of it is going to certainly be worth it, because it could be a deadly disease.
Oh, it is deadly, a disease. I mean,
yeah.
I think I've read one person that ever survived or something like that relatively recently. So, yeah, it's basically it's 100% fatal. And it's a big public health concern, not so much in the United States as much as – I mean, it is, but certainly more common in other countries as well where they don't have as the sanitation and so forth.
And this is something that maybe – it may be more true about our pets than our – and even our kids, is that as pet owners, we go through denial about our – our dog would.
Oh, yeah. We see that all the time.
Yeah.
I see that all the time. And, you know, thankfully, most of these people aren't wrong.
Yeah.
their pets aren't going to be exposed to rabies. But we'll hear this a lot from, you know, people that have maybe small dogs that are essentially indoors except, you know, for 5 minutes a day. Certainly people with indoor cats, you know, will protest a little bit the need for the rabies vaccination. The thing I tell people is that right now, you're right. Your pet is not at risk for rabies. But you don't know what things are going to be like in a year. How your circumstances, life circumstances change. You know, we'll see situations where people say, oh, this is my only cat is indoors. It's all it's ever going to be. And then this, you know, child brings home a kitten from school or finds it, you know, or a dog or what have you. So things have a tendency to change. They're not always going to be the way you think they're going to be. And when, you know, rabies vaccine is recommended and of course required by law, you really do owe it not only to your pet, to yourself, but to your community to have that taken care of.
I had a dog once and had a fenced in backyard, and lo and behold, the dog next door dug under it.
Absolutely. That happens all the time, or they'll jump over them, climb over them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, of course, if the neighbor's dog can do that, then you know the raccoons and the squirrels and, you know, the foxes and so forth can be just as right. persistent.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Getting through.
Yeah, they can climb fences.
Yeah, they can climb them very easily. And you know, it's not always just wild animals. Stray cats, mm-hmm. you know, other stray dogs.
Right.
So you have to be concerned.
Okay, so get your rabies shot. And look for the clinics. There are plenty of low-cost clinics that go
there
around.
There are. And if
but
you
don't
have
any, wait necessarily. For
right,
them.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, just call around. Definitely, you can find a pretty reasonably priced vaccination,
okay.
usually.
All right. What else?
Wanted to talk about this more recent food recall that we've seen from the Smucker's company.
First of all, a lot of people didn't know Smucker's made pet food.
Exactly. Most people know them for their jams and jellies, but they is a large company, and yes, they do produce dog foods. A lot of these are very famous or well-known brands, Gravy Train, Old Roy, which is a Walmart label. What was the others? Kibbles and Bits, a very mm-hmm. common one, and Skippy mm-hmm. is another one. These so far, and you never know how these things evolve because it is evolving, these are all canned foods, mm-hmm. okay, that are being recalled. And they're being recalled for the presence, and I don't like the headlines, things say things like euthanasia.
Yeah, you know, phenobarbital.
Yeah, basically what it is pentobarbital. It's a very old, long time sort of barbiturate. It's been around for ages. But we do use it to mm-hmm. euthanize animals. It's an overdose, basically, mm-hmm. of a barbiturate or an anesthetic. It's painless and so forth. So, I mean, that's not the issue. The issue is it's not supposed to be in foods.
Yeah.
Now, the FDA, and so far, in the levels that they've tested, have said that these levels are so low they would not really have any effect on an animal or pet that was eating this food. However, there's no acceptable level
right.
in pet food, so that's why the recall.
How would it get there?
Well, the suspicion, and eventually this will come out, but the suspicion is that somehow in these rendering facilities where some of the raw materials mm-hmm. are processed, that there may have been some contamination with other animals maybe that were
right.
euthanized with
right.
this solution, that somehow it got into the mix. Now, that's not a standard thing. You'll see reports of people saying, oh, you know, this just proves that, you know, they're putting animals down from the shelter into their
right.
food. That's not really what happens, but that's part of the investigation at this point.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other products that the company has recalled that haven't been, I'm not sure how this happens, haven't been released as far as what these things are. Maybe these are things that they never got into the supply chain
or
to the distribution chain, but there haven't been any reports of illnesses, but if your dog has eaten some of these, you know, let your veterinarian know. You're probably not going to see any symptoms. Certainly you can go onto any of the websites, just do a search for this and
mm-hmm.
you can find all the lot numbers and things, the different flavors of canned foods. It's a pretty long list, but those are the four main.
But it's a zero tolerance level for this.
That's the issue. It's a zero tolerance thing from the FDA. So it's not as if, you know, you see these things about, you know, what's a safe amount of lead in your water. There is no acceptable amount of pentobarbital in dog food, period.
No reports of any illnesses.
No, though. Not so far, at least not that have been anything that's been put out. So.
I think my biggest takeaway is Smucker's makes Old Roy. I didn't know that.
Exactly. Yeah, you learn something new every day, right?
Yeah, right. So. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back with more from Your Pet's Health. If you have questions about Your Pet's Health, you can give us a call, 800-818-2255, 247-7282, 353-4674. Welcome back here at Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Once again, sometimes you find out who makes something only when it gets recalled. You find out really who makes it. So what else do you want to talk about today?
Well, I wanted to mention as it comes into the spring and people, if they have not been using flea and tick prevention for their dogs and cats, a lot of times it's when they start picking that back up and they'll go purchase some product and begin putting it on. I wanted to make this very clear. We see this often this time of year and into the summer, and that is there are dog and cat products for a reason. A lot of the dog tick products contain an ingredient called permethrins, mm-hmm. which are very toxic to cats.
Oh, no kidding.
And a lot of times you will see this on the label if you pay much attention to it. It'll say a lot of times don't use on cats and different parts of the packaging. But a lot of times people don't read those. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we'll see is that sometimes people will try to sort of cut corners and they'll have a product for their dog and they'll just put a little dab of it on the cat and then put the rest of it on the dog. Mm. Or they'll get, you know, a size bigger than what they need and they'll try to split it up and divide it up, save some money. And we do see this. These are very dangerous chemicals, these permethrins, and they can cause seizures, coma, death. Mm. So it's very important to not use your dog's flea or tick product on your cat, number one. It's also a very good idea to keep those items separated in the house, mm-hmm. maybe in a different cabinet, maybe have a little box that says cat only or something.
Yeah.
Somehow that
so
you
get
can,
mixed up.
Or that if you ask someone else in the family to do it,
yeah.
you know, that right. it's not getting mixed up. We hate seeing these cases, but every year we see at least one cat that has had these products applied inadvertently, almost always inadvertently. Mm-hmm. But just it's something to keep in mind.
Never knew that. Never knew that at all.
Keep that in mind. That's not to say that every product is toxic,
right.
you know, to cats, but the ones that contain these permethrins, and I just, to be honest with you, I don't want people to rely
nope.
on their ability to read yeah. the label and interpret the chemical names.
Find out more from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, PETDOCKS.com. That's PetDocs.com, and you can find out more all over social media, too, for Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital and your pet's health. See you next week.
See you then.